A steady stream of cars, trucks, and golf carts drive along the sand of Port Aransas' beaches on Saturday morning. Along the water, beachgoers set up canopies and chairs. Jason Arredondo and his family are taking a day trip from San Antonio.
I figure with some restrictions getting lifted, you know, it's pretty safe, probably. I don't think the governor would tell us. I don't think he would lift some of the restrictions if it was still as bad as everybody thought it was in the beginning.
After weeks in quarantine, Arredondo says they all welcome this chance to get out of the house. It's early, and most people are spread apart. By 2 p.m., further down the beach, there's barely any space between cars, canopies, and people. Beth Logue is with a group of friends visiting from College Station.
It's probably a little bit too crowded, and people should be still keeping distance from those that they haven't been in their houses with. But as long as people are like following protocol and standards and kind of trying to stay away from people, then this shouldn't be a big issue as long as you're washing your hands and you're following safety protocol.
The city's mayor, Charles Bouillon, had previously enacted public health orders that restricted a lot of the island's activity, but he rescinded those after the governor's orders last week. Still, Bouillon says,
I think it's probably a bit too early to open it up, but understand this, we couldn't, with our small police force, we had no way of controlling the masses of people that came over here.
The mayor says COVID-19 isn't over. We're talking by phone because Bouillon himself is social distancing.
It's here to stay a while. So those who are at risk, like myself, for example, two heart surgeries and a cancer operation within the last 10 months, it's best for those folks and for me to stay inside the house.
Port Aransas has less than 10 confirmed cases of COVID-19 right now. Mayor Bouillon says he believes Nueces County, which includes Port Aransas and Corpus Christi, will see a spike now that Texas has loosened restrictions. Statewide, Texas has surpassed 30,000 cases. That's part of why Shannon Solomai is worried about the influx of visitors.
I can't go to our gas station without feeling like people are not going to take precaution instead of trusting that they will.
She's lived here for 12 years and is an incoming city councilwoman.
And I think that's where we have an issue, or where, you know, the line kind of gets drawn. I know that our stores are doing the best that they can, but, you know, when you've got 20 or 30 people all coming in at one time and no one is social distancing, you're going to have a problem.
Over the weekend, most of the island's retail stores reopened, restaurants too. Per the governor's orders, they're all limited to 25% occupancy.
Thank you for calling Shell's. This is Jesse. How may I help you?
On Saturday evening, cooks at Shell's are prepping for their second day doing table service for up to 9 people. Heber Stone owns this restaurant.
It scares me a little bit, but it almost excites me too, because I know I have an opportunity to pay it forward and an opportunity to show everybody what this little restaurant can do.
Port Aransas' economy is based 100% on tourism. While stay-at-home orders were in effect, the restaurant was doing to-go orders, but Stone still had to lay off or furlough employees. He says, in a way, Hurricane Harvey tearing up the island in 2017 prepared him for this.
It's just, I got used to things I never thought I could. And then when this little hit came along, it really just, I was like, well, here goes another one, but I know we'll get through it, and we do.
Port Aransas has bounced back before. Now, whether the summer tourist season ramps up or slows down in the next few weeks could depend on the spread of the virus. I'm Joy Palacios in Port Aransas.